Let's throw it over to Danny because this is a big moment in today's run sheet.
It's an exclusive. I did call for the ball last night because we reported yesterday on the story of the viral tweet that happened over the weekend, specifically Saturday night, from the man who took his wife on a date to Mika, Cena, and Allen. They hadn't been out on a date in 3 months. They ordered a spread of fajitas, all the flavors of fajitas that you could possibly want. Mm. But one thing came up missing, and it was shredded cheese. And the man claims that his wife could not eat her fajitas unless they had shredded cheese. They asked a waiter 4 times.
18 minutes they
and waited.
Waited
18 minutes for shredded cheese.
That's 14.
Which up to the point of the photograph and being and the tweet being sent out into the atmosphere, they had not received their cheese yet. The woman looks very sad.
By the way,
looking at her food.
Poor
and
girl.
No cheese.
Man, I've thought about this too the last 24 hours quite a bit. I feel terrible
for the wife.
For that woman.
Yes.
And she's the victim here.
No doubt.
Because
she didn't know he was doing that.
I just feel terrible for the guy, though.
Nope.
No.
Just he wasn't thinking.
Oh, my God, he wasn't thinking. But how many followers did he have? Because this is what always amazes me. It's not like Kanye West tweets something out.
Right.
Where there's 16 million people that see it instantly. This guy had like 40 followers.
Yeah.
And this became an overnight sensation nationally. I mean, like, it's everyone's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
When your whatever idea photo is shared for a negative reason, and you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, God.
As I explained to a friend of mine last night who was lamenting about some social media missives that she had published that had, you know, not been favorably received. Mainly some, you know, reaction to some of the things that are going on in the world right now. I told her that I've never had to apologize for one tweet that I never sent.
That's true.
This is true.
So, that being said,
I
got really inspired by this story.
Inspirado, if you will.
In so much that last night I got home and I formed an Iron Maiden tribute band.
Yes.
And
an Iron Maiden band.
I formed an Iron Maiden tribute band last night, and we're calling ourselves Iron Skillet because that's what fajitas are served on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
And we decided to write and record a parody song of this Iron Maiden hit, 2 Minutes to Midnight. I don't know if you guys are even familiar with this song, but we're going to listen to a little bit of it to give you some context. This is off their Power Slave album, a seminal metal record of my youth. This is track 2. This is a huge hit for them. And just to give you a little flavor of what the song sounds like, for those of you that may have never heard it, this is 2 Minutes to Midnight by Iron Maiden. Momentarily, we will hear my new cover band's parody song. Here we go. Keep it up, Ray Trey.
Come on, Ray Trey.
Stop it. You heard this before, Bob?
No, I don't think so.
Or me, you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
So big.
My favorite.
The bass is so good on this.
My favorite part of this style of metal is the kind of the operatic tone of the singer.
Yeah, the great Bruce Dickinson.
Right.
And the great Steve Harris on bass. There was a time when I could play that bass line note for note. Anyway,
I don't have
any idea how your voice can do that long term, you know?
Well, we're about to find out because here is the debut single from my Iron Maiden tribute band, Iron Skillet, with our new hit, 18 Seconds Without Cheese.
Minutes.
Minutes. 18 minutes. Here we go.
Boy, your guitar sounds great.
I'm good. Takes a second to get to the vocal, but gives you time to go to the fridge and get a beer. Oh boy.
My wife looks at me, it's plain to see, she's hungry for fajitas. We grab our masks, I squeeze her ass, and we head to Mi Cocina. She can't wait to taste the sizzling steak, the fire-grilled shrimp and chicken. There's beans and guac, but to her shock, there appears to be an omission. The yellow gold, could they be so bold to leave this offer place? Forgotten shreds, a fate worse than death. My God, how long must we wait? 18 minutes without cheese. She cannot eat her meal without it. 18 minutes without cheese. Looks like I'm going to tweet about it. The waiter came, the waiter went. We asked four times for cheddar. My wife was pissed, she snarled and hissed. Her boobs bounced in her sweater.
What?
So I grabbed my phone and snapped a pic. My wife looked oh so bitter. And now I have the claim to fame. I got divorced on Twitter. Oh my God, what have I done? Social media, can we please call a truce? The truth be known, I did this on my own. An entitled white privilege douche. 18 minutes without cheese. She cannot eat her meal without it. 18 minutes without cheese. Looks like I'm gonna tweet about. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh no. What did I do?
Oh, he's crying. And there you have it.
Yes.
Oh man! 18 minutes without cheese.
What?
The new hit from Iron Skillet.
That is incredible.
What?
What made you think of that song? In relation to that story.
2 minutes to midnight. I swear I read the story, and all I could see was 18 minutes without cheese.
That is unbelievable.
Just, my
you
mind
thought of that
went
song.
To 2 minutes to midnight. It just made, I was kept walking around my house going, 18 minutes without cheese. And so, I thought, why not? Let's just finish the damn tune.
Yeah, do you think that's the first time?
Yes.
Iron Maiden has ever been combined with a Mi Cocina parody song.
Yeah.
Okay, I think so too.
Or
I'm going to say yes.
Has Bruce Dickinson ever had the word cheese in a lyric?
I don't know.
Man, I'm
sorry.
They write
about historical things quite a bit.
Yeah,
maybe
I doubt cheese was involved.
Referenced the Pharaoh's cheese board.
No,
I don't
they
know.
Never have. Or the devil's proclivity for cheddar.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, that hook is really...
It's very catchy.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of people. Just...
I will say that I did read the lyrics to the lady friend last night, and she was perplexed by the, why are her boobs bouncing in her sweater? And I kind of just shrugged and said, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It's a guy station. I thought I'd throw in boobs to keep people interested if the song sucked.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Daddy. That was just incredible.
Woo!
Just amazing.
Ridiculous.